Thank you. today. First, you had Cluster Emmental in an anthology, Rodelius Works, from 1968 to 2005. And so, Blow Winds, you've just listened to Pauline Oliveros, taken from the Roots of the Moment. So, CD I got there with a landscape photo on the cover. Bridge on a river. Black and white bridge on river. For more than 50 years, Pauline Oliveros has been on a continuing mission to explore new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilization, to boldly go where no one has gone before. If those words bring to mind the voyage of the Starship Enterprise from the television series Star Trek, the parallels are more than coincidental. In fact, Pauline would be as able as a captain of any starship in the fleet of the United Federation of Planets. A bit of a difference here, though, for Pauline Oliveros, space is not necessarily the final frontier, and the barrier at the end of the universe is just another interesting challenge. For Pauline Oliveros, like Sun Ra, space is the place. What if, as Pauline postulated in her keynote address, Quantum Improvisation, the Cybernetic Presence, presented in 1999 at the University of California at San Diego, space isn't what television has led us to believe? She quotes an article in Scientific American by Luminette, Starkman, and Wicks. The universe may look infinitely large, but that could be an illusion. If space folds back on itself like the braids of a pretzel, it might be boundless, and light could spool around the cosmos endlessly. The usual assumption is that the universe is like a plane, simply connected, which means there is only one direct path for light to travel from a source to an observer. A simply connected Euclidean or hyperbolic universe would indeed be infinite, but the universe might instead be multiply connected, like a torus, in which case there are many different such paths. An observer would see multiple images of each galaxy and could easily misinterpret them as distinct galaxies in an endless space, which, as a visitor to a mirrored room, has the illusion of seeing a huge crowd. In the context of new cybernetic possibilities which bridge humans and computer machines, Pauline raises these questions, among many others. What would be a special melody sound like? A pitch beginning of on Saturn, moving to Aldebaran, to Sirius, to Earth, space, relative frequency and amplitude, multidimensional melody, color, space, sound, melody, who would be playing the tune, etc., etc., etc. And there are all kinds of descriptions of her musical spirit related to the cosmos, and so on and so on this cover. Funny. So, I decided to next choose Ekaterina Ivanovna, Olivier Mélano, pièce pour piano. Let's try the first. So, last three tracks you've heard are taken from a CD named Ekaterina Ivanovna, which is a piece, a theater piece from Leonard Andreyev. And music and text are from Olivier Mélano. And its name, Pièce pour piano. And you've got Elisa Bélanger, piano, sometimes accompanied by Christine Ott, onde-marteneau, and Bérangère Lebacle, voice. So, you listen to La Maison Vide, Katiechka, and so one and first and second track, and the sixth named Ekaterina Ivanovna, the name of the CD itself. And let's try a last one. Let's say Revolver. So now let's listen to the programmed part of this session, which started with Cluster Emmental, then Pauline Olivero's Blow Winds, and two dances from The Conquest of Mexico. Second part, Fior de la Muertos, and it's Peter Garland, interpreted by the Peter Garland Ensemble, and it's from Three Strange Angels album.
Thank you.
After this interlude, I decided to try and listen to songs for Komenos CD featuring Gunter Baby Summer, Savina Yanatou, Floros Floridis, Evgenios Vulgaris, and Spilios Castanis. It's in Intact Records. It was recorded and mixed between March 2011 and April 2012 by Culture Radio Vam RBB, Rundfunk Berlin Brandenburg, etc. etc. And An homage to the Greek village of Komeno, where in 1943 soldiers of the German Wehrmacht massacred the civilian population. Songs for Komeno has been strongly marked by the music of Greece, by the string instruments Yaili tambour, oud and bass played by Evgenios Vulgaris and Spilios Klasthenis, by the clarinet played by Floros Floridis, by the unmistakable voice of Savina Yanatou, as well by the percussionist and composer Gunther Baby Sommer from Dresden. let's listen to the first track because it's named Tears. So we've listened to the first song from Kameno, and I just thought it was a good way to end this listening, the listening of this CD, ending with the last one, which is called Kameno Today. So now, and then you'll have already programmed tracks from Atlantis album from Eivind Kang. The two tracks, so the first Inquisitio and the second will be Atlantis itself. So. And we'll continue the CD's discovery session after. So now, Kameno today.
Shut up! Robustum horrificum ferreum armisorum furrentum Oh.
So after this Atlantis by the composer Eivind Kang, I propose we listen to Jessica Moss, another CD, and we can see a cover with a kind of painting. There ain't no details in the CD, just images. And there are two sides, two tracks. First side, entire populations, and second side, Glacier 1 and 11. Glacier 1 et 11, it's. I don't know. Glacier. It's a French term, so I don't know. But when you go into the CD itself, you can see there are four parts, entire populations, four parts, and Glacier, four parts too, but divided in two. So you got Glacier 1, part 1, Glacier 1, part 2, Glacier 2, part 1, Glacier 2, part 2. So Jessica Mouse, I propose we listen randomly to any track to begin, because it's not so obvious to choose in that case.
Thank you.
Now, another from Jessica Moss' Pools of Light album, randomly, Glacier was chosen. Glacier 1, Part 2. Then we'll end the session with the composition, another composition from Pauline Oliveros, Sleeping Away, about 10 minutes.